Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's a Thursday morning, the 13th of August. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Up to 3,000 people are running from a huge wildfire in Northern California. It broke out last night near the Santa Cruz Mountains and has been growing ever since. So far, this untamed fire has chewed up some 1,200 acres. Arguing and shouting at the healthcare town hall meetings was heard all the way to the White House. It's launching new information campaign on its website, whitehouse.gov. Again, whitehouse.gov, to fight what it calls misinformation. Lawmakers are holding at least 10 town hall meetings in 5 states just today. JetBlue Airways will soon offer you an all-you-can-jet pass for $599. That's unlimited flights for 1 month. JetBlue says there will be no blackout dates, and you can get any open seat between the 8th of September and the 8th of October. Customers must buy that $599 pass by the 21st of this month, and then you can book the flights within 3 days of the departure date. On both sides of the Afghani-Pakistani border, at least 12 militants were reportedly killed by recent attacks by the Pakistani military. Meantime, there's an intense firefight going on right now in southern Afghanistan. U.S. Marines trying to take a Taliban stronghold ahead of next week's Afghan presidential election. $9.99. What can you get for $9.99? Well, for a moment, people thought they could get a 52-inch high-definition television, because that was the price briefly listed on Best Buy's website yesterday morning. Shoppers pounced online to order, but now the company says it was an error and customers just aren't going to get that price. They're going to get a refund instead. Best Buy says it reserves the right to correct errors. It posted a statement apologizing for the confusion. You're up to date. Those are the headlines. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.